recorded live.
Well, welcome to another exciting episode of Head of Household, virtual talk show for the married man. We're going to do it upright tonight. We got a very, very interesting topic. Vasectomy versus, as you will call it, getting your tubes tied. One rule, actually it's two rules. One rule, no profanity, and this is not Bible study. We're going to get it in. We're going to respect each other's comments and allow people to share without taking up too much of the open air space. But anyway, I want to start this thing off by asking a question. What are we doing as married couples to prevent unwanted pregnancy?
All right. Well, hey, I got one good answer.
Okay.
The old school withdrawal method.
Ah.
Who's doing that?
Old school.
You're talking about pulling and praying.
Keep that special cloth, bath cloth beside the bed.
Okay. All right.
I don't know about that, Mr. Host. I use the old fashioned, CVS aisle 5.
CVS. Okay. Yeah, I got something for that later on too. I got something for that too, because as far as the math is concerned.
Huh? Yeah, let me rewind, though, because that's not, I've been married 11 years now, and that's not how it always was, So
okay.
To rewind the tape, my wife was on birth control from the time when we had our first child, which was up until, I had my first child in 2003. But ever since then, I've been in CVS giving them good business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You got your frequent flyer miles.
Absolutely. They know what I'm in there for.
Yeah, the family pack.
Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah, the family pack for no more to the family.
Exactly. And I mean, is that, if you guys were to take a poll thinking, would you think that is the preferred method of birth control for married people?
No, not aisle five.
Not aisle five. Okay, yours is pharmacy right behind the counter.
I think that was for some folks that would be the preferred method is the pharmacy right behind the counter.
Okay,
making sure hey wife, get the birth control pills, and make sure we're safe.
Yeah,
but they're putting the responsibility on the women.
Absolutely. I'd have to agree with that. If I were to generalize and to guess, I'd probably say the woman taking the pill is probably the vast majority.
The vast majority, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of side effects, whatever.
Exactly.
Right.
Regardless of what could go wrong, that's. And you know what? I agree with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
with you guys. There are a lot of methods out here, and I'm going to name a few of them. Let's see, abstinence, which don't fly in a marriage, hopefully.
No.
Okay,
no way.
Birth control implant, a birth control patch, the Evra, birth control pill, birth control vaginal ring, better known as the NuvaRing, birth control shot, the Depro shot, the sponge, which is supposed to sponge up catch the sperm, cervical cap, like a catcher's mitt, I guess, who knows?
Mm-hmm. Right over there on the cervix.
Exactly. You've got your condom.
Catcher's mitt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got your diaphragm. They've got the emergency contraceptive morning after pill. They've got a condom for a female. They've got other things, IUD, something called outer course. Don't get me the line on that one. And then, hold on one second.
Yeah, outer course is the withdrawal method.
Yeah. spermicide, sterilization for women, the vasectomy, of course, and Rodney's method, the withdrawal, better known as the pull-out method.
Pulling and praying.
Pulling and praying. Pulling and praying. Pulling and praying. I mean, but you got to get that timing down.
That's right.
You know what I mean? You know you got 1 millisecond. You know what I mean? So okay, well this thing got to be up out of here. You know?
Yeah.
You know, so there are a lot of birth control methods that are used that and they seem to be similar to ones that are used for non-married people, for the same as married people. There doesn't seem to be too much of a difference. But we're going to get to the condom piece a little bit later. And I want to ask one other question. Hold on 1 second. When do you know that you don't want any more children in a marriage?
When the two you have is driving you up a wall.
Oh, man.
And what I mean that is that, you know, you usually when you have kids and they get to the age where you're trying to keep them active and put them in sports and enrichment programs and piano lessons and everything like that, you start, it becomes, you know, time consuming. And then depending on how y'all feel at that time or the age of when you had your children, it may have, you know, that communication will probably come up and say, I think we're through it too.
Okay. Okay. Good words. Good words. Anybody else?
Yeah, I'd say it varies, you know, for each individual couple, because, you know, some people are one and done. You know, I know a lot of folks like that, but, you know, I have two, and, you know, we started to have a conversation, and, you know, we got a little mix-up because, you know, I'm from a family of two, and my wife is from a family of two, and we have two, and I got two little girls, and, you know, I didn't have a desire to say, oh, man, I need that boy, you know, let's keep trying. I was just like, well, I got two, you know, and like the brother said, with the extracurricular activities, work, you know, just running around with two, you know, I was like, yo, you know, I'm done. But that wasn't the case because my wife wants more. Mm-hmm. So, you know, literally we had the vasectomy. You know, conversate. Well, I was like, yeah, I'm about to go get snipped. And I'm only 32 years old. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the relationship kind of took a turn, you know, because we were on different pages as far as that's concerned. So, I mean, I think, you know, you got to have that conversation. And, you know, as we talk about all the time, you got to have it's all about communication.
Yeah, yeah. Good words, man. Good words. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you on that one because my wife and I discussed it as well. And kids for us anymore is totally out of the question, you know. And honestly, I would not have mind, you know, it wouldn't have been a bad idea to have a child with my wife because we don't have any. But, you know.
Or you don't have any together.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, and to go through the whole pregnancy thing, I think that every couple, every married couple should at least have that, you know. But that's where it ends. Because then I think about the responsibilities, the up all night, the babysitter, the daycare, you know what I mean? All that all over again.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
Yes, the fact that we're not going to be able to get up and go. Because we love to just get up and go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the get up and go is a huge part of our marriage. And for us to lose that, I think that it would be some animosity towards whatever entity stopped us from having our freedom. You know what I'm saying?
A little resentment.
Yeah, maybe a little resentment, maybe some postpartum stuff going on after that. So we decided against it.
And then you got to look at age. I mean,
age.
Age is a lot of things to go with that too, because you know you're not as quick as you were when you were little, especially if you have a boy, pop up a boy, and you're in your 50s and having another kid.
Yeah. I have a friend that he might be 45 with a newborn.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what they call that change of life, baby.
Well, yeah. And he's got a younger wife. You know what I mean? So we got to think, man, when we go out and get these younger women, because we do, you know we do. But then they might want babies. And if you got 10 years on this woman where she's, you know, is at a point where a baby's not a bad idea for her physically, you know, so we jump out there and then we're the old man at the park, you know, that can't play catch because we're too old, you know. I think age is a huge issue when it comes to not wanting to have children again. Anybody agree with that?
I agree. I mean, I know it works, but, you know, my concern with a woman having a baby, like, at 42 is, you know, what happens to that your wife's body after the baby comes?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They become diabetic. They're more, you know, they may have more fibroid problems or cyst problems. Postpartum depression may hit because of their age.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a lot of different things. I mean, I'm not an expert, but those would be my concerns.
Yeah. How does the conversation go in a married couple when one spouse wants to have more and one spouse doesn't? And the one may say, okay, well, we don't because we can't afford it. And the other one just doesn't care. Or one say, we can't have kids because my workload, I don't have time to devote to, my career, I don't have time to devote to another child. And the other one is saying, well, don't worry about it, we'll just make it work. Frivolously, well, let's just make it work. How does a conversation like that go, you know, when one parent wants to have it and the other one is totally against it?
I don't know. I've heard on a couple calls before that we had similar conversations is that there was some disconnect in the family when one wanted to have a baby and the other one didn't.
Yeah.
Silent treatment, you know, feeling like they were not part of the family, you know, even to the point where, oh, you want to practice, but you don't want to follow through. So why should I let you practice? And what I mean, you know what I mean by practice.
Yeah, for sure. Which is unfair.
On the practice field.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, which is totally an unfair and unrealistic way to look at it. I mean, if you're making love, you're making love. It's not practicing, especially if you don't already have one. We already know how to do it. You know, we're not trying out for the NBA here. We already know how to have babies. Right now, we just don't want to have any anymore.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
We do not want to have any more.
Yeah, so is it necessarily, can it be a deal breaker?
I wouldn't say that, but I mean, I think that you got to be on, when you talk about children, you have to be on the same page, both parties, because, I mean, you're a parent for life, and, you know, it's, I mean, back to your question, you know, how does that conversation go? I think it's a difficult one, you know, when you have one party that's really adamant about having another child, and the other party's like, nah, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, I got work, I got, you know, we got these bills or whatever the case may be. I mean, that's one of those things where, you know, I don't know if it can be a compromise because it's like either you do or you don't. You know, you can't have, you know, can't not have. I mean, you can't
have.
There's no compromising with you either have a baby or you don't. You know, so, back to your question, I think it's a difficult one. You know,
mm-hmm.
But another one that's got to be had.
So, to the men on the call, how far will we go to please our wives if they're the ones that say, I want to have another child, and we're the ones that are against it?
I don't know if I can answer that question, man. I'm going to be honest with you.
I mean, just like the brother said, it's difficult. I don't know what I would tell my wife if she came to me and said, you know what, I want us to have a child. I don't really know. I'm glad it don't come up because, you know, I don't really have to think about it as much, but I don't know what I would tell her.
Who?
Because I'm good. I got T-shirts, man.
But you said she had children too, though, right? I mean, she has children, so.
Exactly. And so, I mean, I would probably have a leg to stand on with saying, okay, you know, we've been there, we've done that, you know, but technically in my marriage, we have not done that. You know, and I'm really against having more children at this point. There's other things in life that I want to do. You know, I love babies. I'll babysit your baby. Your baby can come hang out. I'll take it to the baseball game, whatever.
you get to give her back.
But, yeah, but, at, you know, when it's time for school, come get your kids back.
Hey, I mean, we got a new child, but our new child was a dog.
Exactly. Yeah, and that is like a dog.
And the wife didn't want the dog, but now she loved the dog. But,
yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, we always going to love our children. I want to make sure that everybody understands that.
Oh, for sure. The ones that are here.
The third child sometimes is always the mistake.
Yeah.
You weren't supposed to have a child.
The accident. Say accident.
Yeah, the accident.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't know how that conversation starts. Is this not an option or... You know, I have to think about it. Let me get back with you. I'm speechless. I don't know. I don't know how it would come out.
I mean, honestly, thinking about it, I'm with you 300% because I don't know either. You know what I mean? It will start off. It won't start off as a conversation. That for sure. It'll start off as hints.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It'll start off as little hints, little. You know what I mean? Guess what? Such and such just had a baby. She looks so cute pregnant.
Well, Mr. Host,
yes,
you can actually say that, you know, back what you were saying about babysitting, you know, if that, you know, like you said, you're really not into it, but, you know, if she has that thought, say she came to you tomorrow and say, you know, I want to, you know, let's have a baby together or whatever. You can use that babysitting angle. Be like, okay, let me find a newborn or somebody to watch, one of my friends, and that may change the whole idea of her having a baby. When she gotta, you know, feed the baby's crying, the baby's hungry, the baby need to be rocked. She'd be like, oh no, you know, like you said, you know, after the movie's over, whatever, who you finish, you know, taking care of that baby, you get to give him back. So that might be all she needs to, you know, change her attitude on it. So
okay, now look, that might work for an 18-year-old that's never had a child. We talking about women who've got multiple children.
Oh, yeah, and
one.
She has you that know you ain't going nowhere, and she going to pass the baby off right when the baby.
Exactly.
It's time to get up. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, the baby up. You handle your business.
Oh,
exactly.
Man. So you're saying
I left you a bottle of milk in the refrigerator.
So you're saying that it could have the it could backfire when she was like, oh, I really want to have a baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, yeah. And then we have to think about, again, I mean, because there's two pieces to this conversation. And the first piece I'm trying to get come across is what would we say in the event that we don't want to have another child, but our wife says, okay, I want to have another one? How do we handle that? And the second one, which is going to come up in a minute, is who's going to make the decision for the permanent birth control, whether it's going to be the husband or the wife? You see what I'm saying? Because if the ultimate decision is we don't want to have children anymore, for whatever reason, we've got enough or whatever the case may be, now we have to figure out a permanent way of birth control, which is the topic, you know, getting your tubes tied, having a vasectomy.
Well, I can tell you 95.5%. That's over half. That's over, way over, almost close to 100% as you can get, I think. Our men are going to say, go handle your business. You need to get your tubes tied. I think this is it.
Wow. That's heavy.
Yeah.
So you think it goes that direction?
Yeah. I think the first thing a man is going to say is, I'm not going to get snipped. Ain't nobody messing with me down there. You need to handle your business.
Yeah, I want to go back to your question number one, Mr. Host. And,
yes, sir.
You know, you said that, what if it's a, you know, where you really don't, you know, start a conversation. I think that you have to try to explore, you know, like, you know, say, example, in your case, you know, what you were saying that, you know, what is, you know, getting down to the root cause of why you wouldn't, you know, have another child. And then start, you know, start from there and, you know, try to see, is there, you know, maybe you really don't have the money, or maybe you don't, you know, maybe like the brother said, you're too old to be running after an infant or whatever the case may be. And granted, you know, if it happened, you know, you would step it up. But, you know, ideally, I think that you might have that conversation, okay, you know, these are the reasons why, you know, I don't want to have another child, and then find out if there's any compromise in any of those, you know. And, I mean, that could open up a whole Pandora's box as far as trying to alleviate those issues or those obstacles, you know, to having another child. And I think that, you know, if those obstacles are able to be, you know, removed, then you might think of it differently. But I think, you know, again, you got to get to that, like you say, you got to get to that, you know, that root cause, try to determine what is preventing you from wanting or, you know, desiring to have another child, and start the conversation there.
Okay. And look, that makes perfectly good sense. And maybe we might get to the point where we get punked. And it's like, just because I said so.
Oh. Oh, man.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Your wife can punk you and say, guess what? I love you. I want some more kids. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
There's three of us that have a mutual friend that's got two baby girls. They're a year apart. And the wife is pregnant with a third baby girl.
Wow. Hmm.
Now think about that conversation.
Wow.
I want to have girls. I want to, this is what I want. And it was planned. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now this brother that I'm talking about, he's headstrong. You know, he ain't no wuss or nothing like that. But he just said, I'm pretty sure he said, you know, this is what my wife wants. So let me take it for the team and make it happen. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I mean, so how does it get to that point where we say, okay, let's do it, or we stand our ground and say the finances aren't right, my time ain't, you know, we don't have the, you know what I mean?
Health. Yeah. But Mr. Hose, I mean, really, can we ever say no? I mean, really, because she can get you one night. She can get you. Be like, yeah, put it, you know, she can get. I mean, women can get you. You know,
that's right.
You got me.
That's right.
You know how we are. You can't sleep in the guest room forever.
That's right. And it falls back. What you just said falls back to what Mr. Co-host Patrice said, and that's that the women, 9 times out of 10, are in control of birth control.
Mm.
Yeah. So if they're in control of birth control, guess what? It's a strong possibility you're going to have an unwanted, an accident.
Say unplanned.
Unplanned pregnancy.
But, you know, there's a lot of resentment from some guys that after this happened, they say, oh, you set me up. You knew I didn't want no kid. Why'd you do this?
Well, what you going to do? I mean, you can't call the police. You can't sue them. You know what I mean? What you going to call pregnancy patrol?
Well, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. This actually happened, and it happened very close to to some folks we probably know is that, you know, once the wife had the third child, he was out the door.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
You're 100% correct.
He was mad because he felt like he was set up. And not only did he get mad and left the marriage, he left his other two kids and put the wife out.
And put the wife out?
Wife's chilling with the parents.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
So now you put burden on the grandparents because grandparents got to move the wife back in with the two kids, you know, with the kids. And he's nowhere to be found in the marriage or with the support of the kids. Now, I don't know if that's communication now, but from the outside looking in, that's how it seems like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, they were a married couple with kids, and now the wife is pregnant again and the husband is somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, due to the pregnancy, the unplanned pregnancy.
That's right.
So to me, that doesn't sound like a communication problem. That just sounds like straight defilement. Like, okay, yeah, I hear you, but I'm going to have this baby anyway.
I ain't got that problem. It's Derek.
Yeah.
It's D time.
D time. D, everybody knows D. And hopefully he can share with us, because he's the only person I really know that has had a vasectomy, exactly how it's going. Because it's been a little while, Derek. What has it been? It's 6-8 months maybe, if that long?
Nah, it's been almost 2 years.
2 years?
Wow.
Man, time flies.
Yep, because I got it done in September of the year before last, yeah.
Are you sure? We ain't been on the air for 2 years.
Well, I'm saying it's been almost 2 years. September was...
How old were you, D?
How old? 38.
Okay. Yeah, that's about the right time. Yeah.
And,
okay.
You know, I guess y'all want to know the reason why I got it done.
Well, whatever you want to share, brother. Whatever you want to share.
Well, I'm saying there basically was two reasons. Well, I've thought more about it because guys at my military base, two of them had got it done, and I hadn't met a brother who had got it done yet. So I still haven't met a brother besides myself, but there was two white guys, and they got it. So I started asking them. I was like, you know, what happened? And they explained it, you know, and I was like, damn. I said, I don't know about all. I'm sorry. Darn, I don't know about all that. So, you know, I told my wife, I said, "What you gonna get your tube tied?" She looked at me like, "What?" You know, so I'm not going through all that. I said, "Take the, you know, we're taking the pill. There was side effects. You know, she has asthma, so we didn't want to do anything that was gonna put more weight on her."
Okay.
So, and then, you know, I thought about it, and I'm like, okay, you know, we was having our issues, and I don't complain about kids. You know, kids, it is what it is. A kid is not going to get on my nerves to the point to where I'm going to always constantly complain. So the way I looked at it with my son, I waited about a year after our son was born. I said, you know what, I'm not going through this again. Because I said, I'm 30-something years old, and my plan is to retire or to be kid-free at 50. By that, you know, at that point, my son would be 15, 16. He could take care of himself.
There you go.
So I made a decision, and I spoke to her. I said, look, I don't really want more kids. She said, what if I want kids? I said, then you're going to have to find somebody else because I don't want more kids. And I said, do you have a problem with that? She was like, well, I just wanted one more. I looked, I said, why you want one more? And you can, I said, you know all the stuff we went through with Dallas. Why do we want to go through all this again? I said, you want to be up, changing diapers? No, I said, I ain't got time for all that. And, you know, I can understand between my daughter and my son is like a 7-year difference.
Mm.
So, do you find him a playmate or, you know, he'd be all right. That's what I said. I said he'd be all right. He will that.
So I pretty much called,
you know, had the consultation. And the procedure, to be perfectly honest, wasn't that long. It may have been about 15 minutes max, if that. But there's two ways to get it. Some people want to be put to sleep.
For a vasectomy?
Yeah. And then
that might be me.
I don't need to see that.
And then you could just have, you know, your thing put to sleep. So that's pretty much what I did. Lay back on the table. It's like I could feel the cut. Not feel it, but I knew he was cutting.
TMI.
I couldn't feel the pain. But,
so it's like going to the dentist. You know he's drilling.
Yeah. Yeah. But I started to smell something burning, right? So I'm like, am I cooking something? And that was him pretty much lasering or whatever he was doing to, you know, whatever he was doing. And then it was done. He sewed me up. I got up. It was a little tender. And I would say probably about an hour. Yeah, I was sore.
Yeah.
You know, I took some two or three things a piece, put them between my legs. But I also had to get Tylenol with codeine because that's how, for me, you know, the pain was just drastic. And I think after about a week, you know, I didn't have that pain where it hurt, but it was like I knew something was there. You know, they do swell, but eventually they go back. But
you said they?
Yeah, testicles.
Wow.
So they do swell, but what I didn't like, I only did it one time, and I didn't do it again. You do have to provide a sample, and I just couldn't get down with that. Because the only way you could provide a sample is by ejaculation. So unless you have sex prior to taking us up to the clinic, that's the only way, unless you do it the other way, and I had to just refuse. So I pretty much only gave one sample because we kind of planned it. I said, look, I need to go to the to the clinic or whatever and give them a sample. So,
I haven't
did it since, you know, and I probably should just to make sure, but I'm almost certain that, you know, it's 99.9% effective, like one in maybe 10,000 cases where it doesn't work. But, you know, I would say, you know, the way I look at it, if you don't plan on having more kids, then you might as well get it done. Does it reduce your manhood or anything like that? No. Hey, you're shooting blanks. That's about it.
Yeah.
It doesn't change me in any way.
Yeah, well, it says that you got sperm up in you for up to 2 months or something like that. You got to have 10 to 20 ejaculations to make sure that you're 100% sperm free.
Yeah. So, you know, we waited like a good 6 months
just to make sure.
Yeah.
But no. But I don't think it's 6 months sex free, 6 months without any other alternative birth control.
No, I wasn't 6 months sex free. I just said I just waited 6 months to be safe.
Yeah.
I said, nah, I'm good. That's not, I don't trust it yet. But for the most part, it's been, you know, effective, you know.
So was she on the pill during that 6 months, or you were still buying, you were buying condoms or something?
Nah, the pull out.
Pulling the
press. Okay.
Or, you know, she pretty much knows her body, so it's like, you know, she's not ovulating, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, it like I said, for me, I don't have no problem with it. You know, and when I run into people, they was like, you gonna have more kids? No, I took care of that. They're like, huh? Oh, snip, snip. You know, I ain't embarrassed about it.
No, it's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I know tons of folks now. A lot of my friends have done it. And at first, we would joke about it because one of our real friends, he did it early. He did it when he was in his 20s. Like, right after he had his next kid, he's like, I'm gone. Snip, snip. He said the same thing, and I was like, you doing what? And then I was like, man, you better go get that girl tube tied. You man mess around. And that man mess up, and you stuck for the rest of your life. And I think that's probably every man's concern.
Yep.
Is what happens if he messes up? Are you stuck?
What happens if the doctor messes up?
Yes.
It's rare. like I said, you would have, you know, I went to a referral. It wasn't like I just said, look, man, can you give me a discount? You know, it was referred. So, you know, most of these doctors, at least the one I did, he had did at least 10,000 of these things. You know, so he's and they don't take that long. Like I said, they don't take that long. They take, like I said, 10, 15 minutes max.
But D, you said that number 10,000. And you also said that 1 in 10,000 where it don't work. Maybe the doctor's first one didn't work.
Well, it's not necessarily the doctor. What it is that, you know, sometimes the tubes may reconnect.
Wow.
So it's like when women get their tubes tied, it's not 100%. You know, you could always have an egg escape through that knot.
Wow.
But like I said, it's rare. You know, it's one of them things. Is like with a woman, it's only, you know, take out her ovaries, it's 100%.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, you know.
Wow.
But you know, if you're thinking about doing it, it's painless. You know, it's just for about a week. You're going to feel like you ain't a man because you got stuff in between your legs and you don't want to be bothered. You walking like, you know, you use the bathroom on yourself. You got to walk wide leg.
Did you have to take off work?
I took off work. Matter of fact, you have to take off work because you have to, you're going to be on a drug, so you pretty much, so they have to pretty much be home. But some people come back to work 2-3 days later.
Okay.
Like, I got it done on Friday, and I went back to work on Monday.
Oh, wow.
That's not bad.
But, you know, I still was sore. You know, I couldn't, you know, run or anything for 2-3 weeks, something like that, because you don't want to get the, you know, infected. So.
Mm-mm. You got to change bandages and all that kind of stuff?
There really wasn't a lot of bandages to change. It was just, you just don't want to get the stitch, you know, when the stitch will come out, so. You just don't want to get it infected.
Man, TMI.
And to be honest, it really ain't all what people crack, you know, what they crack it up to be. I suggest you don't look, because I didn't look. I you know, some people, well, I want to look. Shoot, forget that. You ain't right down the table.
That's the problem. Yeah, I believe I'd take the second method. Put me to sleep.
Well, you can't really see it. And most doctors, they won't put you to sleep because it's such a short time. You know, whatever it's called, cola, can't pronounce it because I don't really do it that often, but I had to get a cola. Yeah, I had to get one of those.
Yeah.
And the drug that they used, that, you know, that was potent because they hooked me up, put the tube in. I'm talking to the guy about my Dallas Cowboys, and he said something about Washington. Next thing I know, I woke up, my wife looking at me like, we finished. I'm like, when it start?
Hey, Derek, that's the same thing that happened to me. But I wasn't talking about Dallas Cowboys. I was talking about the Giants. And when I fell asleep, my wife woke me up and said, hey. Well, actually,
and I'm sitting like, when did it start?
I was watching TV. And we're just going to go off pace, of course, for just a second. Because something very important we need to talk about, too. But when I went to get my colonoscopy done, you lay sideways.
Yep.
They're going up in you. Just get that. They're going up in you. It is what it is. But you're watching TV, the TV screen, they're showing you where the tube is going through your colon. And probably 2 minutes in, you're out.
Oh, I didn't last 2 minutes.
Yeah, you're right. It might not even been 2 minutes. All I remember is watching TV of the procedure, and then I was out.
They wanted to knock me out before the procedure even started. Like I said, we talking about team. Next thing I know, I woke up. And she was like, all right, you finished. I'm thinking, when did it start?
Yeah. And the colonoscopy.
That's a good drug.
You're right. And the colonoscopy, once that's done, you can go literally the next day and shoot 3 or 4 games of basketball if you can handle it.
Oh, yeah. You don't feel nothing. You hungry, no. Really, because I was hungry. I'm going to go eat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, to clean you out. You know you wanted to go eat.
Yeah. No, because
you can't eat anything.
Yeah,
for like 12 hours, something like that.
Yeah. 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 But the vasectomy seems as though it's also, you know,
an in-and-out procedure with some side effects later on.
Yeah, I can't remember what I had to do prior to the vasectomy. I don't know if I, you know, there's like a series of things that you, I just can't remember what it was, to tell you the truth. I don't know if I was supposed to fast for 2 hours or drink water. I can't really remember.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it's pretty, I think it's pretty painless. It's safer for you to do than versus your wife trying to get her tubes tied, especially if she already had the baby. So now it's just a matter of her going in for surgery, and that's very, very painful on the woman. I'm telling you, she's going to be in pain. I remember my mom got hers done. My mom was in pain for like, had to be about 3 weeks, and she was sore. It looked like she was sore.
And she had a cut, didn't she?
Huh?
And then they have an abdominal cut as well, right?
Yeah, so, you know, I did it to pretty much look out for my wife and for me. You know, if I, you know, regardless of what the situation may hold, I wasn't going to have no more kids. You know, I even told her, I said, you know, I was joking around. I was like, well, if we ever, you know, go our separate ways, when I meet a woman, my first thing I'm going to say is, I can't have no babies. My name is Derek. I'm putting it out there so they know right up front.
So can you get it reversed, Derek? Like, say you bet that
you can.
Yeah.
You can, but it's the process takes longer. And it's not 100% neither.
Wow.
So is it a smart thing for a man that has a vasectomy but is a little on the fence, or the wife is on the fence with whether they want to have another child or not?
You got to get consent. You can't just go there and get it.
Yeah. Let's just say, for instance, she signs off on it, but you don't know. I mean, who knows? Just in case. Is it a smart thing for a man to go and make a deposit into a sperm bank?
If you plan on having more kids, you can. I didn't do it because I was like, you know, heaven forbid if something happens, but, you know, at 40-something years old or whatever, I'm not trying to deal with another kid.
Gotcha.
You sound selfish, D.
Well, it's not really. I'm saying, in worst-case scenario, I would adopt if that was the case, but, you know, it's really me because that's my really only seed as far as blood. You know, my daughter's from her previous, so, you know, you go into this thing, you know, hoping that nothing happens, and that's all you can do. I've said a lot of people that have one child, and they don't really have any more. So, you know, it's like one of these things where, you know, I have no regrets. Maybe if I was real rich, I may think about having another one, but I think at that point, you know, you did it because of the money, and it really does become financial. Because, you know, for every new head, that's a new expense. So you might as well add on 18 more years. Don't add on a year. So right now my son is 3. He'll be 4. So if I have another one, now I got to add on 18 more years from where he's at. So right now I'm at 14 years.
You count down, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
My daughter's at 8. Probably 7.
Wow.
So, you know, and that's how that's how I looked at it. You know, it probably shouldn't be that way, but, you know, I'm analytical, and that's how I think. I think, you know, and this is me. And, you know, my wife understood. You know, she wasn't upset, but, you know, she was like, what would you do if I didn't sign it? I said, I'd forge the name, but I got it done.
But I think we got to go back to the host question. You know, is it what if, you know, y'all are kind of undecided and you just like, well, I want to go through with the vasectomy. Is that okay? I mean, to just go through it where y'all still not?
Nah, I wouldn't do it if it's under. Yeah, but I wouldn't do it because, you know, under the law, you know, if I went there and did it and she didn't want it done, then. Well, I wouldn't say that. You know, I can't go to jail or anything like that. But, you know, if she wanted a divorce on that basis, she would get it, and then I would probably be forced to pay, you know, whatever. I'm saying, you know, I've never seen a case where that happened. But, usually if that's the case, they just don't get it done because most doctors will not do it unless both parties are there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're married.
Yeah, if you're married.
Yeah.
You know, so, and they, like I said, they normally won't do it. So, you know, although my wife was there, like I
yeah.
said, he wouldn't have did it. You know, that's why they generally want both parties there.
So what,
oh,
if, what, if,
know,
the, what if the man lies and say he's not married? What happens then?
He get in trouble. I know you broken the law at that point, so the judge could fine you. He could put you in jail.
Wow. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
at that point, you open up the doctor from, you know, to get sued.
Malpractice, yeah.
Because
yeah.
he didn't invest, you know, it's not the doctor's job to investigate per se, but it all comes under insurance because it's covered. You know, unless you pay, you know, if you pay straight cash, then something's wrong.
Mm.
People don't come in and pay, you know, it costs between $7 and $1,000 for the procedure. If
wow.
you don't have any insurance. So, you know, it would, like I said, unless you go into a bootleg doctor, it's going you know,
one thing I pay full price for.
You know, like, you know, like some episodes from Sanford and Son when they got them bootleg doctors, see, doctor.
Oh, man.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I mean, you took one for the team, though, man, and that's kind of what we're talking about here.
Yeah, anybody think about it, just give me a call.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm thinking about it.
I'm saying if you're trying to convince your wife, just give me a call.
Well,
I'm
not
I
trying to convince her. Yeah, I'm not trying to convince her. It's just an issue that's come up, and you know, I'm trying to get as much information as possible. I've already decided 80% that I'm going to take one for the team, but, again, I still need to know what I'm up against.
What's the other team? Is she at 80% or is she the 20%?
Oh, she's 80. She's 100% me going to get it and 100% her not doing nothing.
And then, hey, you should have a conversation there. Go ahead and
eat them. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm saying I would talk to my wife. You know, it's... You know, well, actually, she don't need to. She is really you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but you saying, as far as you're concerned, there is no repercussion sexually from doing this now.
It's a possibility.
Nah, I'm saying you may, there may be a...
You may be that 1 in 10,000.
Yeah, but... I'm saying if you go in thinking that, then I didn't go in thinking that. Like I said, the only side effect I can think of is like sometimes, from time to time, like, ooh, damn, I'm sore. And, you know, sometimes, I forgot what she said, but sometimes the stream, you know, maybe after, you know, sex, sometimes it, I forgot the flow, it doesn't like flow like it should.
The urine?
No, not the
ejaculation,
vascular, whatever it's called, tube.
Mhm.
But
it's not pulling out with force; it just drips out.
No, it's coming out with. It's kind of hard to explain, but that's about it. You know, there really wasn't anything that made me say, "God dang it, I got this thing," and it's hurt.
Hey.
It's mainly the soreness.
So it doesn't. Well, when your wife was said, "I'm ready," you know, you get erect real quick. Doesn't change the erection time.
After you had the procedure,
still had the same erection time that you had before the procedure.
Yeah, sometimes. You know, I don't think it had anything to do with that. You know, sometimes it's quick, sometimes it's not. But I don't think it had anything to do with, you know, with that. It does.
You hope.
Okay, so just the soreness part.
Yeah,
your performance is still the same, but you may have, but you experience some different, just some different results.
Yeah, it's just sore. So, you know, you definitely you know, that keeps my Dallas away. He wants to jump. Nah, man, get away from me. Get away.
Okay. Okay, but that's after the procedure or 2 years later?
Oh, no, that was after. 2 years later, the soreness, I would say it's more like, ooh. But I don't know if that's because of that. My guess that it is, but it's not major. You know, some may last a couple seconds, if that. But that can be anything. Like, you may feel like a pain in your stomach. Ooh, that's gas, you know, and then it goes away. So, you know, it's nothing major.
Okay, okay.
But I'm saying I can't remember offhand, but they generally, when you go for a consultation, they'll give you all the potential side effects, if any, and, you know, and you just have to take it from there.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, let me throw another question out there. Will having another child help a failing marriage?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely. And you mean having another child that when both people want, I mean both parties want another child?
No, I think he was saying that will it, you know, you got a struggling marriage, will that improve the failing marriage? And it's absolutely not. It'll make it fail even more.
Uh-huh.
Time it doesn't. But I think if you go in, I think if both parties go in, like if all I can think about is the fact that you get on my nerves, another child is going to make it worse.
Okay.
And it's usually, you know, somebody's getting on somebody's nerves. So the child may help, the child may not. But
no.
I hate to get off because I really ain't got much life in my battery, so I'm going to have to get off now because I ain't bring my charger.
All right, fella. But I just think that, you know, I'm going to disagree with
you
while he gets off the line. But it will absolutely not help a marriage. I mean, no, because you got issues in the marriage. A baby is not going to solve that. Absolutely not. A baby is only going to compound your marital problems. Because you got the stresses of the baby, you know, up all night. Got to run to the daycare. The baby's sick. Somebody got to stay home with. I mean, it's like, you know, the job is like, yo, you've already missed 3 days this week. You know, your wife is like, I can't miss work. You know, so it's problematic, man. That will basically land you quicker in divorce court. That's what I think.
Good words. Anybody else?
Haha, I'm right.
Nope.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I had to change phones because I was getting that echo.
Yeah, that's better now.
Okay, cool. Cool. Hold on a second. Let me take this off. Okay, well, anyway, it's 10:03. It's monkey wrench time.
All right.
And we talked about, and this might not be a strong monkey, to think about it might not be a strong monkey wrench, but if you give it some thought, just bear with me on this one. The monkey wrench is, can condoms in a marriage cause more problems than the birth control that it's being used for? Condoms in a marriage.
Yes.
Do tell.
I feel you know how women are, man. If a condom is missing, she out there counting condoms every day. You got arguments. Where's this condom? Hey, what happened? You know, there's a little distrust. Sometimes the guy, even though he welcomes the condom, because he's not scared he'll have a baby, he's not getting the full fulfillment from his wife. And why should he have to wear a condom with his wife?
Mm.
You know, it's like, hey, I'm not doing anything. Why I need to wear a condom?
Wow.
I think it takes away from the spontaneity, too. You know, you got to go to the drawer.
Yeah, and like you know, had that argument of it, you're doing makeup sex.
Yeah.
And then you gotta say, hold on.
Yep.
Let me hit the drawer.
Yep.
Or if you have it out, you know, you just out the shower. Because, hey,
what are you doing?
What you got that out for?
Hey, just
see what I got that out for. You know what time it is, and she's like, no, it's not. And then you sit down like, well, what am I supposed to do?
You put it under your pillow, so, you know, it's like, bam. You know, you don't just have it on the nightstand. You got to hide it. You know, so just in case, you know. Then.
But, yeah, but why you got to hide stuff in your own bedroom? That's the whole thing.
I mean, you don't want to mess it up, you know, because like you say, she may be like, what are you doing? You know, where that might be a turnoff. Like,
oh,
you know,
no, because you know, my wife would be like, oh, I'm filling up money then. You be in the shower, you just already put yourself up.
What you do, you put it in the pillowcase. You put it under the mattress, you know. I'm
okay.
Giving you some pointers, brother. She ain't gonna look that hard.
Or it could be, what if? I mean, can I add on to your monkey wrench? What if you haven't been using it, and then you bring up the conversation? I think, you know, I'm a little nervous. We're gonna have a baby because, you know, last night we accidentally just follow through, and I'm concerned we might have a baby, so I'm gonna buy condoms. He might. So what you buying condoms for? You with somebody else?
Trying to hide something.
Yeah. You can't win with these women, man. I'm trying to tell
you. Oh, man.
Go ahead. I think somebody else was trying to chime in. Okay, well, maybe not. Yeah. I honestly believe, and I know that is a method that we've used forever, and sometimes it flows into our marriage too, because that's what we know. Strap up, you know what I mean? But I personally believe that it could actually cause more problems, you know, with just like he said, you know, the count being wrong. You know, the count may not be wrong. Her math may just be off that night. And you got to take the beat for it. You know what I'm saying? Her math is off. The count ain't wrong. You know, maybe you went to the bathroom to put one on. It ripped. You threw it in the trash. You came and grabbed another one. Okay, now the count's off. And now you're good.
Or maybe you put one in the glove compartment in case you want to get frisky one night. You know?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Now you're like, oh, why is this in the glove compartment?
Yeah.
But, I mean, on the flip side, birth control can be equally as problematic, you know, because you got some, you know, you got more from a hormonal imbalance, which affects attitude and demeanor and being bloated or feeling bloated or feeling fat or whatever the case may be. So, I mean, you got to, you know, I think either route you go, whether you're in CVS on aisle 5 or, you know, your wife's on a pill or whatever, you're going to have some, you know, some adverse, you know, there's some pros and cons with everything, you know, but again, it's that whole, you know, like we're talking about tonight, it's like, you know, you don't want to have no more kids, so you got to either strap up or somebody better make sure they taking their pill, and at the same time, every day, did you take your pill? Did you take your pill? So.
Wow. Yeah. So again, the condom would be our contribution if there wasn't a vasectomy done. Then a condom would be our contribution to the birth control
thing
in the household.
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because after Derek got finished talking, man, I mean, it's like that pushed me out, you know, maybe another 10, 15 years on getting the little V snip done. So,
are you serious?
So, no, I'm kidding. But
he also made some good points. Also, a reason of having it because
his wife was is probably having the same thing. My wife is going.
Is it one of your wives?
What I meant to say is my wife and one of somebody else's wives is going through. But birth control, there's always side effects in birth control.
Yep.
Even with condoms with some females, there's side effects. They get yeast infection or they break out down there.
Yep.
And it becomes more because of the, what is it, Nilex-9? I can't remember what it is. I haven't used them so long. But the stuff that they is in the condoms or that they use to kill the sperm.
Spermicide.
Yeah. And these can affect your sexual relationship also by using condoms or her being on the pill. Like he said, they were concerned about, you know, her continuous of using the pill, she was gaining weight.
Wow.
Hey,
at the end of the day, it came down to the head of household making an executive decision.
Hey, Patrice, have your kids ever found your condoms used or unused?
Hey, I don't have condoms in my house. If a condom is found in my house,
there's going to be some furniture moving up in that joint, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be some furniture moving.
I dare
not bring one up in this house, man.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to stop by your house to visit one day. Put one under your mattress. put a couple of in your pillowcase.
I'm trying to say.
You see Patrice on the news. Be like, man, he's stabbed to death. You know.
The furniture moving in here.
I'm calling
the police. I ain't even gonna argue. I'm calling the police because I don't even know what's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell them I need some help now, and I need to send a police officer in here right now.
Dust the condom for fingerprints.
hey, but listen. I understand. Again, like I said, it could cause more problems, especially when your wife come out the shower and you standing there with it already on. You know. What I'm
I'm ready to go.
You know,
I'm just imagining that scene right now.
Yeah, you don't have to say nothing. You know,
wow.
You know what I'm saying? But Rodney,
yeah,
made a very important point, because we've talked about spontaneity in marriage before when it comes to sexual anything. And to having to stop, realign the planets, and go get a condom. I mean, because it's like realigning the planets. It's like, okay, hold on a second. I got to stop time right here so I can go get this thing from wherever it is and then come back and speed time right back up. You know what I mean? Because honestly, with wives, sometimes, you know, they multitask and they've got their minds 100 miles an hour. By the time you get back, they may have took on another project.
Or fell asleep. And you better make sure that you you talk about the count being off. You better make sure you have one. You know, you run to the drawers like, ah, man. I don't have any more.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I have a condom story.
Oh, gosh.
Being my first marriage, and I was no good. I mean, it is what it is. I had went away with a friend of mine. We went to Jamaica and, you know, partied all weekend. And we took, like, I don't know, a 12-pack. Well, all 12 didn't get used. Okay. So when I don't know what happened, but they fell out in the car somewhere under the seat.
Wow.
One or two, I'm not sure. And, you know, it's the same gold pack that, you know, most guys use, the same gold ones.
Yep.
She knows because I was using condoms at home, you know, because we didn't want to have any more children. And, you know what I mean? Her birth control taking method was whack, you know, because she would miss pills and all that. So I was like, well, let me take condoms. So one day, she takes my truck to go get it washed. Right? And, you know, there was the, you know, the people that come and wipe your car down on the inside and, you know what I mean? They vacuum all that stuff. The dude, he's vacuuming the car out, you know? So he takes the you know, he finds the condoms under the seat and puts them on the dashboard.
Wow.
Yeah. That was bad. That was bad.
I'm surprised he didn't take them joints because condoms are expensive.
I was hoping he helped himself to them. That would have been the ideal situation that he just stole them from me.
When did you realize
you, know
you
mean?
Took your car, your truck to get it washed?
No,
though?
Man, it wasn't a realize. It's like you driving it today. If you want to go to the car wash, do your thing. It's a little dirty. You know, you want to be clean.
Right.
Go,
right.
You know, to the drive. Yeah, you know. I'm trying to, you know, do the team player thing.
Mm-hmm.
Condoms on the dashboard.
Wow.
She's looking at these condoms like, no, he did not. Have condoms in the car, the kinds he used at home.
Mm.
Yeah, that was bad. Yeah, that was bad.
You could have blamed on the car wash dude. Said, man, they were his.
Oh, well, you know how we do it. Those ain't mine. Those his. I didn't put them there. They didn't come out of my hand. They came out of his hand.
Playing evidence,
you know what I mean?
In the car wash.
Hey, I understand. I had one of them stories a long, long time ago when Karen and I first got married. We were living in North Carolina. And one of my best friends wanted to bring his fiance over because, you know, both of them still lived with the parents. And Sharon had gone home for the weekend. I was like, yeah, man, you go head home. I'm going to go out, hang out, and then just keep the house steady when you get back. And don't go in my room. They said, cool, we ain't going to go in your room. So they brought a little, blankets and was, you know, did they think. But somehow, this fool left an unwrapped one right up under the, and fell sit through the couch.
Oh!
And, you know, my wife, if y'all know my wife right now, every time you get off the couch, she falls right behind and smooths the couch back up. We've been doing that ever since I've known her. And so enough, she went in there. Trish! I said, what? What's this? So, how in the world? At first, I said, man, how in the world I'm going to explain this? I said, baby, I'm going to be honest with you. You can call Rodney. Him?
Me?
No, not you, my other boy. I said, him
and
I said, I ain't lying. You call her. I said, I ain't lying. She said, don't ever do that again. And but you know, I was young then. I'm still in my 20s. So I was like, yeah, man, go ahead and your business, do your thing. But not no more.
Yeah, you'd be taking a beat for somebody else, brother.
Yeah. You caught me slipping one time, but no, I ain't going to do that again, man.
Yeah. Are there any more other reasons why you know, why condoms shouldn't be in the marriage? Or is that just something crazy I came up with?
I don't know. I think we might have hit them all.
I think so.
Yeah, I think we hit them all. Yeah. I think the biggest one could be the count. The count being off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, you have to deal with that. Has anybody on the phone known anyone that's had a woman that's had her tube tied?
Well, my sister's had her tube tied. That's about it. That's the only person I know.
Okay. Did y'all ever talk about after effects side effects, anything like that, that she ever brought it up?
Well, she's never had any problems with, you know, with having any other kids. She's never had any kids, but later on, she had, I guess, fibroids or cyst problems.
Okay.
Do you think it was as a result of her having that surgery?
I was thinking that she never came out and said it to me, but that could have been one of the corpus that, you know, she was having these problems is because of that.
Yeah.
And this happened long, long time afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But it still happened.
So that might have been a direct side effect or not. Who knows?
Right.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe like Derek said, you got to weigh out the situation. You got to weigh out what your wife may deal with. You got to weigh out the fact that she's going to have a scar. I think the men will have a scar too, but it won't be visible. But they definitely have a scar. They get, you know, the same burning. I think they burn. They permanently. What does it say? There's definitely scar tissue there for the women. If you've got a wife that's had a C-section,
mm-hmm.
There's a scar there. You know what I'm saying? For that reason alone, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, you're talking about the physical scar, but, you know, could they be emotionally scarred as well? You know, if they're thinking, you know, that, you know, like in your case, you know, if your wife has it done, she would have rather had you get it done.
So, oh, that's a fact.
You know, so, I mean, it could be some emotional scarring where it's like, man, this joker wouldn't even take one for the team. You know, here I got all this, you know, I got this scar, you know, it's going to be here for the rest of my life when he could have just did what he needed to do. So he could have some emotional scarring there as well.
Mm. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And nobody wants to deal with that. I know,
yeah.
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can just put that on the list. You can just put that on the list of all other things we got to deal with.
Oh, man. Yeah, because you never lived that one down.
No. But I have decided to take one for the team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in that respect. Because I don't really see, I don't really know the side effects from my side of the marriage, as far as what she's going through taking birth control.
Right.
You know what I mean? I know there's a cost that we have to pay for them every
mm-hmm.
month. Outside of financial, I don't really know. I don't know if it's making her, who knows, be depressed, hormones act funny. I don't know. It could be doing all of those things.
It decreases her libido. I do know
it
that.
It does.
That's a fact.
Yeah. It's, yeah, so you know, and I don't even remember how the conversation came up. All I knew was one day we were talking about vasectomy.
Mm.
I don't remember us talking about, you know, well, these birth control pills make me feel sick in the morning, in the evening, whatever the case may be. All I know is it came all, and now it's bow, right in your face. How are we going to handle this? You know. But I will take one for the team because I don't want her to have to deal with the whole surgery process, the whole recovery time thing, the fact
and
that she's
cheaper.
A drama queen, and it's cheaper. Yeah, and it's
so
cheaper.
When have you decided, I mean, since you decided, when are you going to get this done? Within the next week, the next month?
See, that's the thing. I decide.
Now we got to pray on this thing.
Let's all touch and agree.
Hey, I agreed, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
I agree. Yeah.
But now we need prayer.
Yeah. Now we need prayer. Now we need, you know, now we need the timing part.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I've decided, but again, it's not going to be next week. It's not going to be next month.
Well, I mean, but you have to do like what, like Derek said, is you got to get referrals. You need to go talk to these folks.
Yeah,
find
I haven't
out,
even
you know, if this guy's on 10 or 50 or 10,000.
Yeah, I haven't even been to talk to my doctor about it yet. You know, I've already had my yearly physical a couple months back, so, you know, if I don't need to see him again for another year, then, you know, it is what it is.
So, Tone.
But I will call and talk to my doctor.
Yeah, what's going to happen if the birth control pills run out and you still, you know, maybe you talk to the doctor, but she's like, yeah, I get around to making an appointment and get it taken care of. The birth control pills run out, and she's like, yo, taking the last one. Just, you know, just FYI. What you going to do, bro? You going to be in CVS with me?
Three initials, CVS. That's it. That's it. Because I'm no good at pulling out.
Yeah.
No good.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm, you know.
Yeah.
I can, but
it is what it
fail
is.
That test.
You don't want to trust that. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to trust that with anything because, you know, we are so against having a child. It would be detrimental if she got pregnant.
Mm. Wow.
Detrimental on both parts. We would probably both be sitting in the bedroom crying.
Wow.
I mean, I'm being honest with you. We would probably both be sitting in the bedroom depressed.
Because...
An abortion is not an option.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? There's no such thing as an abortion for us. So we'd be having a kid. And, you know, and that's it. You know, so for me, it would definitely have to be 100% foolproof. You know, and they would have to tell me that this vasectomy is going to be, for her to stop taking the pills, the vasectomy would have to be 100 or 99.999999 and the some more nines.
Oh man, that's good words.
You know, so but you know,
but at least you know that you got somebody close who's gone through it, and for at least the past 2 years, everything's good.
Yeah. But I talked to a coworker of mine, and he said all the stories that he heard were horror stories.
Wow.
Horror stories.
That's not good.
He said he knows a lot of people that got it done. He heard horror stories. You know,
like
but
what? What happened?
But if the horror stories are pain, soreness, swelling, when I was on the internet doing the research, that's what they said. You know what I mean? Okay, that's fine. I'll deal with that.
Yeah.
You know, you have an athletic injury where you break your ankle or sprain your ankle. You got to deal with that when you're sitting home with a cast on. It is what it is.
Yeah, you're down for about 2-3 weeks, and then you're back ready to go.
Exactly. Yeah, you're down. I broke my arm. I was down for some months.
Yeah.
You know, if you telling me I gotta take a weekend off and hit the DVR, I'm good.
But after you finish it and the results are you good for life.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Then it's time to swing off that chandelier. Don't have any business.
Like Patrice said, set up that stage in the living room.
Yeah. I mean, cause one thing is definitely not gonna happen. I'm not gonna get a divorce. And meet a younger woman that wants kids. That's not gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? That's like physically impossible. That's not right. So for me, there's not gonna be a case where, oh well, one day somebody may come along. No, that's not gonna happen. So I'm 100% sure that we're not gonna have any more children. You know, but for those of you that are using the alternative methods, I got to flip this thing around to y'all. How long you going to use these alternative methods?
Yeah, I'll probably, you know, use mine probably for another maybe 5, 6, 7 years. I'm just not ready, man. I'm just not ready. You know, maybe once I get y'all brothers' age, you old heads, you know, I'll be ready. But I'm not ready for the colonoscopy. I ain't ready for none of that stuff. I'm going to be real, you know. I ain't ready, so I'm going to just still be in CVS. You know, how much? Yeah, 21, 22. Okay, they on sale this week. All right, I'm good, you know, so I'm going to continue to ride it as long. I mean, ride it out as long as I can, man, you know, until I get up to, you know, I'm in the same boat you are. You ain't made the appointment yet. You already got clearance. You know, your wife will be there tomorrow, you know, to hook it up. So, but you can, I mean, I'm far from even calling the doc to say, yo, doc, I'm wanna holler at you about this. I know, bro.
Well, I ain't there yet.
Well,
another reason why you're not there is yet because you don't have consent either.
That's correct.
That's right.
That's correct. You're absolutely correct.
You do not have consent. You would be showing up butt naked by yourself.
Cup in hand. Here's my sample. Yeah.
Here's my sample, Doc. I'm ready. Right here, but where's your consent form? Oh, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about that. I'm not enforced it.
That's in the mail.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I don't have consent. So yeah, I mean, but I'm just saying that once I do get consent, you know, I just still don't see me actually making an appointment and, you know, just going and just having it done, you know. And, you know, my brother's had it done, but, you know, he'd say too much. I mean, he said the same thing, you know, the whole, like Derek said. And, but like you said, I mean, after a week, you probably, what, 95, 100%, you know, after a week or two, you back to pretty much normal, hopefully. So it's just that temporary time when they, you know, sniff you, it's like, ouch. That hurts. So.
Hi, brothers. This is Sean from VA. I have a question. And somebody probably touched on it before, but how do you bring up that conversation, you know, to the spouse about that?
To making the choice?
What's that?
In reference to making a choice, the vasectomy or having the tubes tied?
Yeah.
What you do is you
question.
Just... Yeah, you just tell us, say, look, when you going to make that appointment, get your tubes tied? That's how you start the conversation. No, I'm kidding.
Nah, you can't go out like that.
Yeah, but I think like the brother said earlier, I think it's like one of them things where it's like, yo, you know, little homies getting older, you know, what we going to do here? I think it's just, you know, somebody's got to start it. And I think, you know, the host said that actually probably in a lot of cases, it don't start as a discussion. It's an argument. It's like, yo, what are you talking about? I want some more kids or, you know, vice versa. So it's, you know, I think, you know, with anything, like we talk every week, it's all about communication. So, you know, say, hey, babe, you know, thinking about getting this. That's how it happened with me. You know, earlier this year, I was like, yo, you know, I got two kids, 7 and 3 little girls. I'm good. I was like, yo, I'm thinking about, you know, and as I said, I wasn't literally to the point where I can make that appointment or actually be sitting in the doctor's office or whatever. But I was thinking about it, and, you know, wife was like, absolutely not, bro. I don't know what you're talking about. You better get that out your mind. I'm like, what? Really? So, I mean, I actually started the conversation just, you know, just off the cuff, you know, like I'm thinking about it. It's like, no, you are not thinking about it. You need to stop thinking about it. So, you know,
yeah,
that's what started off. So, go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, my situation was different because we decided that we weren't having any children from the break. You know what I mean? We've been married a few years now, and I've got two, she's got one, and we like to hang out. It's what we do. You know, and she said, well, I'm not going through the kid thing again, you know. And like I said earlier, I would not mind my wife having a child because we don't have any children together. But that's just something that I wouldn't mind doing. But on the flip side of that, I don't want to raise any kids, so that's totally out of the question. But it was easy for us because we had agreed going in. You know what I'm saying? But for someone to be in a marriage and to already have children and then to bring it up, it may be a difficult conversation to have if you don't know your wife's plans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Rodney's wife has expressed her plans to him or her wishes, I want to have one more child. You know, so that's a whole nother battle. He's got to fight some other kind of way. Well, you know, he's got to close her on the fact that they shouldn't have another one or whatever the case may be. You know, his wishes. you know. But I just believe that once you know her wishes that she wants to have another child or she doesn't want, I think that that would pretty much be the best way to go at it, is to say, hey, how do you feel about having another child?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way. Yeah, how do you feel about having another child? That leaves it wide open to go in
wide
any direction.
Open.
Yeah, that's good words.
Wide open, and then when she says, okay, well, you know, I haven't really thought about it. We're good, or maybe you know, want to have another child. Whatever the answer may be, then have your, well, you know what? I was thinking about having a procedure, the vasectomy done. Because it's easier for the men to do it and not the women. I'm looking out for you. And, you know, just, you know, I'd like to change our method of birth control. We don't have to worry about the pills anymore because there's more chemicals in your body and condoms and all that kind of stuff. You know, I would say to have a backup, you know, plan in place while having that conversation.
Yeah.
That make any sense?
Yeah, it actually does. Makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Hey, Tone, I got to put the spotlight on you.
Okay.
Because it's 10:35. But
okay.
What if you say your wife got one? What if she didn't have that one, and you got your two, and you were the same, you know, status in life? Y'all, you know,
yeah.
Y'all love doing, you know, going out, picking up, going to the movies, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What if
yeah.
she was like, yo, I want another child. You know,
yeah.
I want a
yeah.
child with you. I've never had a child. I mean, what you going to do, bro? I mean, would your demeanor change or, you know, that would be a different mm-hmm. conversation, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be. And you're 100% correct. And that is a very good question. But I had the luxury of this, discussing all these options prior to getting married.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And prior to getting married, we knew that, you know, I mean, I've been married before. She hadn't. So we knew what we didn't want.
Gotcha.
And that was more children.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying? Now, had she said, okay, well, I don't have any kids and I want a child.
All right.
It all depends on how I was feeling during those times of what, I mean, you know, because when you got a woman you're trying to get with,
yeah.
sometimes we do some stuff and say some stuff.
You're like, yeah, I have a baby with you, girl. Yeah.
Exactly. You know what I mean? It all depends on how my game was working at that particular time. I might have said yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, who knows, man? I don't know. And even
yeah.
if she came today and said, I want to have, you know, I changed my mind, I got another change of heart, I want to have a child, I don't know how I would address that.
Yeah, it's good words.
It's hard to tell your wife no.
Yeah.
Hard.
Especially.
But my man from Virginia, have y'all had the talk in reference to having kids? Has it even been visited at all? Or do y'all already have children and all that?
Yeah, I mean, we do. We have one and one, but, you know, I mean, we're getting a little older in age, and, you know, we just don't know if we want to, we want another one, or, you know, how things are going to work out right now with, you know what I mean, as far as more kids go.
How do you feel about it?
I don't know. Sometimes it's like, yeah, I want another one. Then other times it's like, nah, because then, you know, it's going to be more, you know what I mean? Because, you know, speaking to other parents, you know, going from two to three is like a huge jump. So, I don't know. Just a conversation I guess we're going to have to sit down and talk about.
Yeah. It is a jump. I don't know. Well, you know, we got a lot of people I know got more than two kids, but.
Yeah, once you have three,
jump.
You outnumber, man.
Yeah.
The kids outnumber you. And then as I say, it's like that oldest child, it's like, yo, you got to have that conversation. Like, yo, you're going to be like the third parent around here in some ways. You know, you're talking to like a 10-year-old. It's like, yeah, I need you to watch out for your little sister, you know, whatever the case may be. So, but yeah, I mean, yeah, two to three, three to four. But they say once you go three, like you can go five or six. It don't even matter. But I don't even believe that. A kid is a kid, and, you know, it's responsibility, and, you know, and somebody got to be up with it. Somebody got to get it dressed and take it to daycare, pay the daycare provider. I mean, no. 3 to 5 or so. That's 3, that's 4, that's 5, that's 6.
Let me ask you a question, man. Is that something that you and I don't really have an answer to this question, so I'm just throwing it out there. Is that something that should be determined prior to getting married? A kid count, a head count?
Wow, Antonio, you got the Hummer all in my head. Right,
can
now.
You say that again? Can you repeat that question one more time?
I just got to repeat it again. Is that something that should be discussed prior to getting married? A kid head count?
Check it. Let me get on this.
Okay.
I come from a family of two. My wife comes from a family of two. And, you know, we talked about it. It was like, I told her before we had the first child that, I could do 3. You know, we can have 3. It's cool. And then we had the first one. And, you know, everything was cool, you know. And my oldest, man, she was easy. I mean, she took naps like clockwork. I could leave her with anybody. I mean, she was an easy baby. So, you know, I'm thinking, it's like, what are these people crying about having all these kids? This is cake, you know, and I just had one, and she was easy. So, second one come along. She wasn't, let me just temper my words. She was not easy. She was colicky. She was up all night, fussy, just angry. I mean, just like, hey, so it's like, and literally, I had committed before we had the first one. I said, yeah, we got to have 3. It's cool, you know. But that was, like, written in stone. It's like, yo, you told me we could have 3. Now you're going back on your word. And I went back on my word because number 2, literally, fellas, when I brought this girl home, I was lit like the things in my mind were just going. It's like, you know, college funds, you know, I got to, you know, how's my other, you know, it was just the dynamics just changed, you know, aside from the fact that she was, you know, colicky and she didn't sleep through the night for 11 months, you know, the first 11 months out of her life. And, you know, I was up with her 2 and 3 times a night for 11 months. So, I mean, it was just, I mean, it was a lot of things, but the whole dynamics of having just 2 kids, I was like, man, the mental game was rough on me, you know, because I know, you know, we as men, we think about all kinds of stuff, you know, long-term, short-term, whereas women, they just like, oh, you know, I just love the baby. You know, we're thinking about, okay, I got to put this baby through college. You know, I got a wedding to pay for if I'm going to do the right thing as a head of household. So, you know, literally I'm at a point where I committed to 3, and now I'm like, whoa, let's pump the brakes, because this one, this number 2 here, I love her to death. You know, I love my child to death, but she, you know, fellas, she was not easy. And then having 2, to worry about and to take care of, it's like, man. I mean, if I get the 3rd one and she's like my first, I'd be great. But it's like a, you know, it's like a flip of the coin. I could get, you know, my 3rd one could be like my number 2, and it's like, I go bald. I'm already halfway there.
Wow.
So, so I'm, you know, I'm going back on my word in so many. So.
I mean, but it just proves it right, though. You did have the conversation.
Yes, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
I think that's important, too, just to get a head count.
Yeah.
You
know? Don't make it up as you go. I mean, I guess you can make it up as you go. I mean, you can't predict, you know, how you're going to feel. You know, you don't love a person in the beginning as much as you love them, you know, towards the meat of the marriage.
And you might have the flip side too, Tony, because you see a lot of women. Hold on a minute. My smoke detector's going off.
Go ahead.
I say you have a... Hold on, I gotta cut this off. I think the alarm battery's going down. I gotta check it downstairs. I cut it off, but what I was saying is that you have a lot of women who, like, you know, before you have that conversation, and you're like, yeah, we can have 2, 3 kids or whatever, and then they have 1, and they were like, I ain't going through that again. And then when a man is like, yo, well, we talked about two or three or whatever the case may be, and she's like, I ain't put my body through that. I want some shoes. You know, I want to go shopping every night. You know what I'm saying? So it can go both ways.
That can't. That is true.
Yeah, it can't. And guess what? What if we didn't have our boy yet?
Yeah.
We talking about, hey, you know, you keep popping up these girls, you got to give me my son.
Yeah, we got to do something different.
We got to keep going.
I mean,
you see that happen all the time, man.
Yeah, I'm probably the eyeball in that because everybody, you know, I got two girls, and everybody's like, don't you want that boy? I'm like, no. You know,
you're
and
the
even
eyeball, with, brother?
You know, and even if we do have another one, I would not mind having another little girl. I mean, it just because I, you know, I mean, I just do the same thing with the other two girls. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just thankful just to have, you know, two that's healthy. I'm just good with that. But everybody's like, don't you want that little boy? I'm like, nah, I mean, not really. I mean, it'd be all right, but I'm not like, I need to keep going and have that little boy.
Yeah. Hey, well, you know, I hit my jackpot, boy, girl, but I wanted it that way, boy, girl. But it came out girl, boy, for some reason.
What if it came out just boy?
Well, I probably would want me a little girl. We'd be having four boys and a girl.
Or what if it was two girls? You know, you just kept having girls. Would you have kept going?
I just got to have one little man that look like me. That's
one
whole
little,
goal.
One little boy to cut the grass.
Yeah, man. I got to, you know.
Cut the grass,
too,
let me tell you.
I feel you. Yeah, I know he because
I probably, I'd probably been one of those ones, man. Just, hey, we got to keep going. I don't want to, well, hey.
You got to keep going. Just load up the van.
That's right.
Yeah. I got a friend that's got four or five girls. Couldn't get a boy. He just kept going. He had to stop, though. It just ain't in you. I don't think so. But, Roger, I'm the same as you, man. I got two girls. I married my wife. She had a girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's got a dog that's a boy. I'm good with that. I'm good with that, man. You know, for me to keep going, you know, if the Lord didn't say, okay, I'm going to give you a son, then I don't have a son.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it is what it is. But to just keep having babies and just keep saying, okay, I'm rolling the dice here. Because I'm trying to get a son, you know, that can be expensive in the long run.
By the time
you got a son, you don't have no money left to give him anything. You got all these girls, and you know girls cost money.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He'd be wearing girl hand-me-downs. Be like, man, I'm sorry, man. You got eight sisters, so we, you know, I just had to keep going to have you, so I'm just glad to have you. So you got to wear these girls' pink overalls.
Yeah. Then you pressing your daughters. Hurry up and get old enough and have a son.
Yeah.
Hurry up and get a husband and have to, you know, give me a grandson.
There it is.
You know, but, you know, it's a good thing y'all, you know, y'all had a conversation. Good thing y'all had a conversation. Yeah, but for a summary, it's almost 11. We didn't really have that much feedback on either one, the vasectomy or the getting the tubes tied tonight, but it's all good. We definitely got one man's perspective and experiences of how it worked out for him. For me, like I said, I do believe that I'll take one for the team. Don't know when. I'm pretty much 99% sure it's going to be in the wintertime. So I don't have to worry about being outside playing golf or doing anything that I like to do outside. If I'm going to be down for the count, it'll be a time when I'm going to be down. I'll probably wait for a snow blizzard to come so I can go and do the thing.
I can see you waiting until, like February. You know, people think wintertime. It's like, all right, November, December. No, not Tony. He's like, no, February.
Yeah. February. So, you know. But I'll definitely get it done, and I'll be able to tell you guys, you know, exactly what it is. But, yeah, it's a reality for me because, you know, my wife no longer wants to take birth control pills. And, again, the pull-out thing don't work well for me, and neither does condoms. So, you know.
Yeah.
It is, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. But I think in summary, like we said, you know, and we say that every week, got to have the conversation, you know. And
yeah.
I think you know, what you said earlier is probably the best way to go at it. It's like, you know, what are you thinking about as far as, you know, these
child
or
yeah.
something along those lines, to really kind of just open it up, whereas you don't show your hand, you know, like, yo, like I did. And I was like, yo, I'm about to get this segment. It's like, what?
Yeah.
No, you're not. You know, so.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good way to go at it.
No.
I mean, honestly, because you've single-handedly made the decision of the history of your family. Not the history, but, you know, going forward. You've single-handedly, without hurt. And I honestly believe that that is a decision that has to be, you know, that's a joint one there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, because you definitely, you don't want your wife coming home saying, I just had an abortion.
Mm. Wow.
You know what I mean? I just decided I didn't want to carry this baby no more, so I just had an abortion without your. I mean, it's kind of like, it may be somewhat, you know, it's not along the lines, but it's along the lines. It's along the lines of communication.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, and that might, and that there might be a deal breaker for most guys.
Yeah.
You know, if your wife was pregnant and she came home one day and said, you know what, I had an abortion. I knew that you would not agree with it, that you want to have this child, you want your boy. But just like you said, I can't carry this baby in my body no more, whatever the case is, so I just aborted it. Deal with it.
Wow. Wow.
You know, I know a guy that just got married not too long ago, and he had his tubes tied, but didn't tell her.
Hmm.
He had them tied? The guy did?
Yeah, had them tied. Some years ago.
Oh, wow.
But just didn't disclose that information.
So was she thinking that they could have kids? I mean,
she probably is at some point.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
At some point, you know, it's got to come up. And how
yeah.
do you break that?
Yeah.
It's going to have to come up. You know? Even just talking about birth control.
Yeah.
Think about it. Talking about birth control. You know?
Yeah.
Talking about, well, what are we going to use, the pill? Or, I mean, what married couple do you know that just go, you know, willy-nilly, just doing it?
Right.
Well, I guess most do, but in this day and age, people are like, okay, we having the kids or we not?
Right.
You going to take the pills? Am I going to get these condoms? Or am I going to, you know, use a towel? I mean, well, you know, pull them out. Or what, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Yep,
you know, there's a conversation. And then when it comes up, you know, the first thing you know, and then if I'm him, how long do you hide it? How long do you keep it inside? Like, baby, I got something I need to tell you.
Sooner than later. You're already in trouble anyway.
You done jumped into it wrong.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
Especially when you had the opportunity. See, there's always that window. I know we're getting ready to get married, you know what I mean, in a month. And it was a overnight wedding type thing, quick one. But I know we're getting ready to get married in a month. Well, here's where I'm at.
Yeah.
It's what I've done, you know.
Yeah.
Let's talk about adoption. Let's talk about whatever else you want to talk about. I mean, think about it. If the wife can't have kids or the husband can't shoot, you know, sperm anyway, then you've got to do the alternative talk, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right.
You know, so that's just an unfortunate situation, but hopefully it'll find its way to working out for the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyway, you gentlemen that haven't got to where I'm at, take your time. There's no sense in having them things swollen up if you ain't ready to have them things swollen up.
Oh man, that's good.
And but listen, you can time that week with when we know the wife is gonna be out anyway. The
right.
same week she's gonna be down,
That's the same week you go in.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but you know what? Honestly, man, I'm kind of freaked out about the whole having sex after that 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, that,
yeah.
That probably is a huge mental thing then.
Yeah. Because you're like, oh, no, no. I mean,
yeah. What, you hear all about this pain that happens right afterwards.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
what you said is like the first 20 times, you know, you still have to be
yeah.
careful.
Yeah.
You just can't dive right in.
Ain't be too rough.
If I see some blood, I'm done. I am done. I'm suing somebody. If I see something blood in there, man, Anyway, hold on. Let me stop the recording.
All right.
Because it's just us.
Yes, sir.